5:35, the afternoon music show rolls on for the end of the week, into the weekend, and getting you prepared for live music that is right here upon us. Oh, there's so much of it. This week, there's been tremendous opportunities to get out there and support touring bands, Alaskan bands, everybody having a good time, especially our guests Emma Hill and Brian Dast, who are getting ready for a pretty big weekend with a CD release that has been in the making for several months now. Emma, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks so much for having us in.
And Brian, thank you for joining us in studio again as well.
Always a pleasure.
You guys are everywhere. I mean... I thought about what could we prepare before this interview, and I thought, just put it all away. Because there's no way I can out-prep. There's no way I can out-prep everything that's been done. I turned on the TV. You were there. We open up the newspaper. There they are. You look at Facebook. They're over there on Facebook. They're everywhere. So, you know,
we're ninjas like that.
Here's the keys to the radio station. Just go ahead and take it and fly. Do what you do.
Well, thanks, Lauren.
For the next half hour, it is Emma and Brian in studio, and they're going to share with us some of the music from their new CD project. You've got your guitars with you. Why not just, you know, let's break into some live music right now and share with the folks what they're going to be a little bit in for.
Alrighty.
This weekend, and then we'll tell them why it's going to be even better when you're done.
All right, sounds good. This one's called 49er.
1, 2, 3, 4. Niner from Emma Hill and Brian Dast live in studio here at KMBA. Thanks again for coming in, and we're looking forward to the show on Saturday, because here's the extra special spot. as beautiful as that is to hear you guys, and I haven't heard one that's been quite that good. I mean, that was really nice. But there's going to be even more. at the Taproot because you're bringing along some gentlemen callers.
Yes, tell we
us
are.
Tell us about those gentlemen and what the heck are they doing Saturday with you?
Well, one's a female,
well,
so
one
it's
is
kind
a
of a
girl,
misnomer.
But that's okay. She said it, she was absolutely being, she was totally all right being in a band called the Gentlemen Callers.
Sometimes a lady can be a gentleman.
Exactly. We are so, so excited about the show tomorrow. It's at Taproot. It's being co-billed with the Super Saturated Sugar Strings, and it is actually two separate shows, Lauren. We are making sure to do a sit-down show for those folks that don't normally like to go to those late-night shows at the Taproot. We're doing a sit-down listening room environment from 7 to 9.
And same full band.
Same full band, and it's going to be a 7-piece. We have members of the Whipsaws, Ghost Hands, Sweating Honey, the Sugar Strings, and it's just... Am I missing anything there? It's just so much fun. I think it sounds about right.
Seven-piece bands.
It's going to have upright bass, trumpet, keys, drums, electric guitar, four-part harmony.
So for once, Brian, do you get to stick to one instrument?
Oh, no.
No. I'll still be switching around.
Brian plays banjo, slide, you play guitar. Is there... No, not to be too off topic here, but is there an instrument that you can't play? Or, and I'm kind of serious.
No, there are plenty.
No,
but it's just the kind of thing where I have this, I guess you'd call it hubris, where I think, oh, I can probably make that happen. And then I just do it and don't let anybody tell me otherwise.
Well, he's got help this weekend. The Gentleman Callers on stage with Emma Hill, and the full band has got two sets on Saturday night at the Taproot. So 7 o'clock and then 10 o'clock.
Yeah, 10 o'clock for the second showing.
So this is for the debut.
It is. We've got this brand new album and it's sitting there right in front of you. And I thought, you know, since we couldn't bring the Gentleman Callers into the studio, what's so great about this band that you're going to be hearing if you come to the show tomorrow is a lot of these players were on this record. What's very different about this album is we recorded the majority of it here in state. We co-produced it with our dear friend Evan Phillips. It was mixed by James Glaives, but it's got James Domick Jr. plays drums on it. Kat Moore from the Sugar Strings, she plays keys. Corwin played trumpet and a number of other fine Alaskan players. But how about we show people something off the album to give them just a bit of a taste of what that full band sound is like?
I think that's a tremendous idea. I've got Lioness queued up. Is that something we want to do?
Great.
Sure. Let's go for it. It's Emma Hill and the new CD, Denali, featured on KNBA.
She's Medea. Crazy and wild-eyed. Armed with a killer's knife. Quick to tell a lie. She's haunting. Deep in the dead of night. Crossing T's and dotting I's. She's a lioness waiting to kill. She's a man just for a thrill. She's been tested. The back-suited man she is wanted.
90.3 KNBA, music from Emma Hill. The CD Denali is finally here in studio. She gave us a couple of tracks many months ago, and we were spinning Bright Eyes and Denali, and it had great visuals in those songs, as you described that trip to Denali. That was tremendous. But that song takes it to another level, where you've got a lot going on that really lends well to, I think, your voice, your instrumentation. Well done.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I think we gave ourselves, both Brian and I and Evan, as a, you know, the three of us working on this project together, we gave ourselves a challenge to step outside of the box a little bit. And that song, I think, is the biggest example of our bit of a departure for us, for our sound and trying new sounds.
Yeah, I think that's the first time we've really had electronic elements in there. And they just married so well with the strings and everything else that was going on. It just seemed to work. So I'm really happy with the way that one came out.
I certainly hear them as accompanying tones, not things that maybe an artist sometimes would feel, oh, that's going to distract from what my core sound is. And your core sound to you is often solo, because that's what you hear in your home on a stage. So it's I think it can be a little nerve-wracking maybe to add in extra layers and think, it's going to bury me. But, you know, this accentuates, I think.
Yeah, I loved it. I love how the album came out.
The album is going to be available down the road. It's going to be available in November. That's the official time. But let's just put it this way. You can get a copy, if you're listening right now, you can get a copy this Saturday night.
That's very true.
You can go to the Taproot Show, and they will be available at that Taproot Show.
Well, we like, basically, you know, we love giving Alaska first listen to what we do. And Brian and I have a 60-date tour coming up in the this winter, October through December, down in the lower 48. And, you know, there's just a lot on the business side of things. There's a lot of preparation that goes into putting out an album. And so we didn't want to hold off on letting our dedicated Alaskan fans get their hands on that, getting their hands on this album. But we had to put off the release date for just business reasons, honestly, to make it line up with that U.S. tour and some publicity work that we're doing with the company and stuff like that.
And again, you just showcase how hard working you've been this year. Everything this year has been sort of gearing around this project, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, this was supposed to be kind of some time off this year, but it ended up just being like Emma had another album and Evan convinced her to put it together and release it, and here we are.
Yeah, I mean, if you remember, Lauren, we just put out a full-length album last spring.
Yeah.
So it definitely, this album was a bit of an accident, but maybe the happiest accident of my entire life. I've never been more proud of anything that we've worked on, and it just was meant to be, you know, something about this winter, it just happened. So
that's,
here we are.
That's a good way to have it happen. We've got live musicians in the studio. We'd love to hear more live music if you got another one in you.
Oh, absolutely. This is the last track off of the new album, and it's our newest song that we're playing out. It's called A Long Way to Run, and it's about being true to your heart.
One, two, three, four. Don't know how I got here, but I got a long, long way to go. Yeah, I got a long, long way to go before I'm done. I get pretty tired, 'cause it's been a long, long way to run. Yes, it was a long, long way to run from myself. For you living life. fates that you can't undo. They don't own you, they don't own you, they don't own you like you do. They don't own you, they don't own you, they don't own you.
Emma Hill and Brian Dast live in studio at KMBA supporting the new album Denali, the last song on the CD, acoustic and live here at the studio. You can check it out in its full splendor this Saturday night. Two shows, with one at 7 o'clock, one at 10 o'clock. A sit down and a get up and dance one.
That's right.
And they both happen, both things happen on this record. Is that true? Is there some get up and dance and there's some sit
yeah,
down
and there
cry
are definitely
tunes.
Some,
oh yeah,
some headphone songs. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
The album's going to be available as well at the show. It's going to be a busy time in August with lots of shows everywhere. I know you're heading out of town tonight. You're going to be there Saturday at the Taproot. You just mentioned a 60-day tour. When do you leave on tour?
That'll be mid-October through mid-December.
Oh, what a perfect time. Go ahead and leave when it gets cold. Thanks
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. So I'll be driving you.
And, all right, good.
And we'll take care of business. And we'll get that tour done right. How fun is it to get out of town after, how fun is it to get out there and see some of those locations? Are you excited about it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Brian and I, we're so lucky. We figured out the... We play mostly house concerts when we're down in the lower 48, and they really treat us well. It's a really great way to tour, and so a lot of these, of course, are going to be return shows for us, houses that we've played many times, and then some new ones as well. So we like both aspects of that, getting to see our old friends and make new ones and share these new tunes, and mostly spend a lot of time in the car together listening to podcasts and being pretty silly.
Doing Mad Libs on the phone, that kind of thing.
And you got your big venue taken care of at Salmon Stock.
Oh yeah.
Man, we had a good time at Salmon Stock.
That was pretty tremendous, and that was good to see you guys there and all the people that were swirling in front of the stages. It was a good time and something maybe a little different for you?
Well, it was, because just like our show tomorrow night, Saturday at the Taproot, it was the only other performance this tour that we were accompanied by the Gentlemen Callers. And so that was a nice first show back with the band, being at Salmon Stock and looking out at that sea of faces and just so many friends in the crowd and fans that we appreciate dearly. And so, yeah, we're really excited. In case you missed getting to see the full band at Salmon Stock, we've got them with us for tomorrow night at the Taproot.
They're practiced up, they're rehearsed up, and they're ready for a great show on Saturday. Good luck to you, and have a fantastic time. I know you will.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Can you set up the last song for us and let me know which one you'd like to showcase from the CD so we can hear that full band sound?
Yeah. How about we do Hard Love and
number three,
and it's just, this track is one of those ones that kind of fell out of the atmosphere and hit me on the head a couple winters ago. And I don't know whose story it is, but I'm hoping that we're doing it justice.
You know, and we do have a guest musician on this one. Tim Easton plays the dobro on this song.
Yes.
Of course he does.
Yeah, you guys know Tim, of course.
That's just right. So we'll end on a great great August note here. Of all the musicians that you've already seen in August, see them again this Saturday at the Taproot, 7 o'clock show and 10 o'clock show. And if people want information on Emma Hill and her Gentlemen Callers, the website they can go to?
Just head on over to emmahillmusic.com.
And you'll learn all about it. Thank you again for coming in.
Thanks
so much.
down.